Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, January 18th, 2021. The Citizens Office or Bürgeramt in Wedding is facing criticism by employees and the Verdi Trade Union for not providing a safe enough working environment in light of the pandemic. An unnamed employee reported to RBB that employees cannot work from home, there are no ventilation options in the waiting area, and no modifications have been made in how the office casework is processed. Verdi Regional Representative Eric Mendrock said in relation to a lack of ventilation, quote, "That's the one thing that doesn't work at all. Making people wait in rooms without ventilation options is something that I consider negligent," unquote. The union representative went on to say that conditions for working in a home office are currently inadequate for employees of Berlin's district offices, for example, due to a lack of necessary technology and mobile devices. In addition, security standards are so high that working from home is also made difficult. While Mendrock assumes that the conditions described in Wedding are an isolated case, he does not have a complete overview of all 12 district offices. There are no citywide standards in Berlin that apply to all districts and offices, and hygiene measures, visiting hours, and regulations for home office work are handled very differently. The district office in Mitte said in response to a request from RBB24 that they would, quote, "check the complaints." Neither the district administration nor Mayor Stefan von Dossel provided any information on the allegations or the situation in the Wedding office. Press spokeswoman Laura Sander stated that protective measures for employees and citizens, such as plexiglass windows, entry controls, and hygiene protocols, have been implemented in Wedding. Moreover, depending on the actual staffing situation, services might be limited to core needs such as registration matters and passports, and also picking up documents must be arranged in advance by telephone. Neukölln seems to have a better handle on the situation than Mitte. An anonymous employee of the Youth Welfare Office in Neukölln explained to RBB24 that since September, sufficient protection was ensured. The staff have received disposable and FFP2 masks, as well as protective screens and disinfectants. She said that things did look different at the beginning of the pandemic when there was a shortage of masks and staff members had to equip themselves privately for home visits. Youth services employees also receive daily reminders urging them to keep their distance, wash their hands, ventilate, and to use the Corona Warning app. Except for child protection appointments, cases are managed by phone. In addition, workspaces have been measured precisely to see how many people are allowed to be there while adhering to spacing rules. Nevertheless, she too complains that mobile working in the youth welfare office is currently only possible to a limited extent due to lack of equipment. Five people have to share one laptop, for example. On Friday, the Senate Commerce and Labor Departments again called on businesses and employees to further intensify, quote, efforts to expand home office and job security. The goal is to continue to noticeably reduce the rate of attendance in offices, if possible, compared with the usual attendance in normal operations. Home office is to become the rule wherever it's feasible. Work in open plan offices is to be avoided, and hygiene and protection measures are to be strengthened. Most recently, the state of Berlin had announced ordering 5,000 laptops, which were to be delivered by mid-January, allowing around 32% of Berlin's roughly 24,000 administrative employees to be able to work from home, compared with 12% before the pandemic. According to the Senate's internal administration, additional devices are to be delivered in the coming months. The corona infection rate within the Berlin Fire Department is significantly higher than the average of the population. So far, 259 cases have been recorded. This means that 4.3% of the 6,020 employees of the fire department have or had coronavirus. Of the nearly 3.8 million Berliners, about 2.9% or 112,000 have been recorded as infected so far. The fire department pointed out that it constantly offers testing opportunities for its employees, which are frequently used. Therefore, the virus is found in many cases, and the number of unknowingly infected people is presumably lower than in the average of the population. Since last Wednesday, paramedics and emergency physicians of the fire department have been vaccinated against the virus by mobile teams of the Senate Health Administration. The employees in the rescue services, who mainly take care of sick and injured people, are being vaccinated first, followed by all members of the fire department at a later date. Berlin police broke up an unauthorized gathering at a bar in Prenzlauer Berg on Thursday evening. According to police on Friday, the 28 people who attended did not adhere to corona rules. In addition, the bar was opened illegally and was not permitted as a place of assembly. Nearby residents had called the police. Per reporting, among the participants were members of the Querdenker movement, who spoke to journalists of a, quote, experiment to test how far one could go with democracy. Police announced that it has initiated several investigations for violation of corona rules and attempted bodily harm. A 54-year-old participant hit a journalist reporting on the events and tried to demolish her equipment. The bar owner is also being investigated for violating the infection protection ordinance. The assembly was streamed live on the internet for about 2 hours, even when the police arrived. The stream showed participants discussing corona measures of the federal and state government and potentially originating a new political party. The Senate Transportation Department wants to build up to 13 parking garages for bicycles and has initiated tenders for a feasibility study. The plan is to build the garages with 500 to 2,000 parking spaces each. Two locations have already been determined, the Malsdorf and the Haselhorst U-Bahn stations. However, the coordination with the districts is still ongoing. In addition to the studies for the location of the spaces, four other facilities are already planned in the districts. Back in 2014, there was talk of a parking garage for bicycles at the Zehlendorf S-Bahn station, but so far, nothing has come of the plans. The four-year-old agreement of the Red-Red-Green Governing Coalition includes plans to erect bicycle parking garages at important transportation hubs, such as the Hauptbahnhof or Ostkreuz, neither of which have been built. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.